Will the Empire Live? By H.G. Wells. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. What will hold such an empire as the British together? This great, laxly scattered, sea-linked association of ancient states and new-formed countries, oriental nations and continental colonies? What will enable it to resist the endless internal strains, the inevitable external pressures and attacks to which it must be subjected? This is the primary question for British imperialism. Everything else is secondary or subordinated to that. There is a multitude of answers, but I suppose most of them will prove under examination either to be or to lead to or to imply very distinctly this generalization that if most of the intelligent and active people in the empire want it to continue, it will, and that if a large proportion of such active and intelligent people are discontented and estranged, nothing can save it from disintegration. I do not suppose that a navy 10 times larger than ours, or conscription of the most irksome thoroughness, could oblige Canada to remain in the empire if the general will and feeling of Canada were against it, or coerce India